Blog Talk Radio.
To that on the spot diva from east to the west coast, her grinds off the meter. That blog talk Shira, giving boys the blues. They laugh at their ass on that hot mess news. With hot topics and Mary Kay products, log on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up. I love it, boy, you already know. You're listening to the only diva spot radio. Call
Mary Kay, 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 Diva Mary Kay, Mary Diva Mary Kay, Mary Diva Mary Kay, Mary Diva.
About that retail bell situation. A lot of us is going into debt, y'all. And we really sticking our foots in our mouth, man. So we gonna get into that, and I'm gonna talk to y'all about this lady. She really, like, they call them compulsive shoppers, you know, and she basically sold all her shit damn near, put her family in bankruptcy. So we gonna get into that. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We gonna go to the hotlines and get some love. Let's go ahead and do it. We got Brick City in the building. 973-651 live on Diva Spot. What's going on, man?
Yeah.
What's going on? What's your name? Where you calling from?
Oh yeah, this is your man Chucky B, man, calling from the Bricks, you heard?
Chucky B, what's going on, guys?
Eddie B, what's up, baby? How you, man?
What's going on? You know how I do each and every Wednesday. We going hard, man. We got Chucky B, the boss, live in the building, yo.
Yeah, I see you up here, man, doing your thing, man. Definitely loving you right now, loving your swag, man, everything you about. You know what I'm saying? Keep up the good work, you know what I'm saying? It's all love, C-Leach, man, all to the family. You know how we do, man.
You already know.
You know how we do. Yeah,
I was trained by the best. Chucky B, B, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you.
All right, good, because we can do a sound check right now. But I was trained by the best, man, like Chucky B. You know, I say he had a part in raising me right here. So, you know, my grind go hard, man.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's what we do. That's all we know. Yeah, definitely big up to you, you know what I'm saying? You know, everybody, you know. Following, you know, supporting, man. You know, this lady right here got inspiration, man. She definitely, you know, is what it is, man. So y'all keep it up, following her, man. You know, she going to take you to the right spots wherever you need to be, man, you know. Hey, man, I got your back, B. You know that, baby. I love you. You hear me?
Love you, too, man. We definitely going to get it in. We got hot music by Hip Mob. And also, we have Frontline Fridays each and every Friday. Hip Mob. We got a Frontline Fridays each and every Friday. If you are an artist and you got hot music, submit your music to the Gmail at divaspotent1@gmail.com. I got my co-host Tay Black that's rocking with me each and every Friday. You get your music played on the show. We'll do it big and give you an interview. All you got to do is take the first step, and we'll chop it up, have the MD holler at you. Only serious inquiries only. Only people that serious come and holler at us, man, because Frontline Fridays is where all the new music live and where all the hot shit get played at, man.
Okay, it's going down Friday, huh?
Yeah, it's going down Fridays, man. We got Woman to Woman Wednesdays. We got Feed the Wolves Thursdays. We got Frontline Fridays. And then we got Step Your Game Up Saturdays. Like, our lineup is crazy. We can't lose, man.
Oh, 8 days of the week. Yeah, okay. Yeah, do that, man. On the grind, man. Good ass Brick City right there. You hear me?
Chucky B, you got some shout outs before I get into this topic because the hotlines is blowing up and we're about to blast off.
You know I do, man. First and foremost, got to shout most at Miss Brick City, New Jersey, man. North for all y'all who don't know. All right, shout out to Ebony B, first off. My man Guru out there, I see you, baby. Keep doing your thing. Avon Boys, you know how we do, baby. Ashley Street, man. Just the whole Brick City, man. I love y'all, man. Shout out to my son, Samir, you know what I'm saying? 5 months on the thing.
Yes.
Love you, boy, yeah. And that's that right there, man. A lot of family.
It is what it is. B, stay tuned with us, baby. Stay tuned and listening. Big shout out to the baby, man. Big shout out to Chucky B doing this thing, yo. We about to get into it. Open the lines up. Let's get some more love. 216-551. What's going on, man?
What up?
Why dot B? What's going on, my brother?
You are better. Yeah.
I tell you, it feels so good to be back, man. I've been college bound for a minute, and it feels so good to get back on the show and do my thing. I've been away from you for a while, but, you know, it paid off because I got A my exam, so to the diva, man. Fuck that. Round of applause for me.
So, you
don't
even know
Diva Merrick K.
Mm-hmm.
So glad to have you back.
Hold on. Stop the breaks. Who over there arguing with my king? We putting motherfuckers on blast.
It's Candace.
What's going on, Diva? That's right. Y'all get it together over there. We live.
He is harassing me. I just came from school, and he giving me a hard time. I'm the one who reminded him the show came on, and I don't get no appreciation.
Oh, sad.
Yo, she's like, look.
I got on the, I called, and he just sitting here. Now when I,
he's like, I'm on the Diva Mary Kay show. I'm like, so you just gonna get on the show without telling me though? Like, and we sitting right here though.
Wait a minute. I'm going to have to put y'all on pause, you damn new niggas. Y'all going to be arguing about being on the Diva Mary Kay show. Both of y'all got phones. But I love y'all, though. I love y'all. I swear. Do me a favor. 5 minutes before showtime, please get your affairs together so we could go ahead and proceed with the show, please.
But listen, I was on time. He was late.
You're right. And you know what? Speaking of being on time, we got this hot topic tonight that I wanted to talk about called Retail Bell. Man, I heard this story, which I'm going to pull up this story and try to get the audio on it for y'all tonight. But it's a story about this chick. Now, you know how we have addictions and stuff like this, but she had a shopping addiction. She was like a compulsive shopper, and it got so serious. When she was a compulsive spender, it got so serious where she would go into a store and within like 2 or 3 hours spend like 4 to 5 stacks. Now, yes, it's a white lady, for those who aren't wondering. I'm going to go ahead and open up Chucky B mic. I'm going to get your mic open. But, yes, she was going in. She had this, she got this shopping habit. They end up going bank. Well, she basically crippled her financial future. She got 3 kids and a husband. So not only did she run through all the money, she ended up getting the savings bonds. The shit that they had in stocks and bonds, she spent it. Like, she went in. So, you know, I definitely want to get your opinion on that. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We live in the chat room, too, but this lady had basically addiction. I think a lot of times we don't realize that we have shopping problems. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you the Diva Mary Kay couple of, you know, points and see if you got a shopping addiction. Let's look at it like this. If you juggle, if you got bills, right, and you looking at the date when you can pay the minimal bills to get you a fresh pair of Tim's or a front lace or your nails and hair done, and you looking like, yo, this shit ain't due until next week, knowing damn well you don't get paid until 2 weeks later or a month later, you got a retail bail problem, okay?
Amen.
Or if you get in the cheap-ass brand of bread, or canned goods and stuff like that to get you a bag of smoke and a blunt, you have a problem.
Yeah. That's the back of the day right there. That's back of the day. That's back of the day right there. I mean, you say she was white, though?
She was white, but it's black people that got this problem. I'm trying to pull up the audio for
y'all, all black people.
Because, you know, and I think that a lot of 80 or 90% of black people are got shopping issues, or they just buy shit because you go into the store, you know you got $2 to $3 on you that you're going to have for the rest of the week, and you measure it out what the hell you going to get. Well, I can get those Little Debbie snacks. I can get me a soda, but
a
you ain't got
Lucy, that
a dollar Lucy
soda.
Look at that, soda.
Yeah.
A black and mild.
Seriously.
I want to get your opinion on this, so I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to start with the queen. You already know it's Woman's a Woman Wednesday, and I know she got an intense desire to put her damn input on this right here. So you go ahead and do your thing, queen. I'm going to sit back.
That is so ridiculous. Like, I can't imagine not paying my bills, putting myself in debt for clothes and shoes.
Yes.
Like, I don't know if people understand, but while a good pair of heels you can keep for a long time, they have no value after they leave the store and hit your feet.
Mm-mm.
They mean nothing. Like, and so to go in debt, spend $5,000 at a time, you don't have it like that, it's so ridiculous. I could never. Stupid.
It was more like she was working. Like, you can tell that her and her husband graduated out of high school, went off to college, and did their thing. So you could tell that they definitely went in and, you know, she was just working to support her shopping habit. Not only when you start spending your money and start spending somebody else's money, see, that's where the problem come in at. How the hell you going to spend my money and your money, too? I want to know what y'all think. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, because some of y'all out there is living some sweet dreams, man. Let's go. Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Make sure you holler at your diva. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And be heard, because some of us out there got a guilty pleasure. I know I got a guilty pleasure, and the diva is going to go ahead and admit it. I know that I have an issue. Because we just moved into the new spot, the nice little condo, not that far from the hill. But when I was unpacking my diva shit, I noticed that all my bags match my shoes. And the sad thing about it is the upstairs closet does not have enough space for my shit. So I have to go downstairs to get my clothes in the bigger closet.
Yeah, you do got a lot of shit. You do got a lot of shit. Like, yo, for real, she ain't lying. That's some real shit.
Shut up, bitch.
Anything matching, anything, man. I don't give a damn what it is, something gonna match it.
Yeah. Even my front laces match.
Yeah, I'm told. Got a pair of shoes for any front lace, a bag to go with it.
Shut up!
Some eyeliner, you know, all that. Got the whole works for you.
Look, But Diva always gives back. So I don't always give back, and I don't give bullshit. Don't you hate when people come to donate some shit and they donate some stuff that they wouldn't even use or wear no more, let alone wash it?
Yeah, you ain't had nothing better.
You ain't had nothing better? Don't you want to say that? Like, you ain't had
donate something. Make sure you can get something. You know what I'm saying? Come bring me some more bullshit that's in the closet 3 years. Now you want to get rid of this shit? Nah, come on, man. We ain't doing that. Anyway, don't even bring it to my house, period. You know what I'm saying? I'm good. You know what I'm saying? If I need something, fuck it, I'm going to get it how I get it. You know what I'm saying? That's that. We're going to feed the commotion. You know what I'm saying? You ain't getting me nothing. You're the boss. Are you going to keep it like that?
Wait. Okay. So it's this lady. CBS has this report. It says Andy Clark reports from Libya and growing rebel. Okay, so I'm going to try to play this audio for y'all. So I need y'all to work with me and let me know if you can hear this hot mess. Wow, let me see if I can play it. And Chucky B, I need you to know if you can hear this. Hold on. Can you hear that?
No, I don't believe that.
I'm going to turn it up. It's the volume. Turn it up.
Pump up the volume.
Oh, yeah. I think I got that in the arsenal. And, yo, I want to say this right now to Blog Talk Radio, because I know you new niggas is listening in. I went to my Blog Talk. I logged in today, and, like, half of my arsenal is gone, and I pay for my service monthly. So do me a favor and put my shit back, because I'd be damned if I upload all that music again.
Listen, put that back, man. Don't belong, you put that back, man. Do that.
That's crazy.
Hey, niggas coming on the internet still and shit. That's some bullshit. You niggas is broke as hell. Like, hey, yo, this phone, man. Like, this some bullshit, man. Like, I don't know what's going on with the world today, B. Like, seriously, man. Dudes, they ain't even dudes, like, the chicks is the dudes, and the dudes is the chicks.
Oh, yeah, they had them over there in Jersey. Like, yeah, you got to watch out over there in Jersey, New York, man. You got to make sure she a dude, yo, because, I know a couple of them. I ain't going to style. I know a couple of the Don Divas, so, you know, y'all want to make sure Y'all know who y'all fucking with, Chaka Adams, Abel. And they even got this, I did Hot Mess News. I think the queen was on the show before. I did Hot Mess News where they doing Libya implants. I think Rock-A-Block is on there, too. Rock-A-Block is live on the air. Let's get Rock-A-Block up here. Rock-A-Block, you now live in the building. King, what's going on, man?
Hello. What's up? EB's up front, Will Spinning.
What's going on, Rock-A-Block?
I thought you was talking about me for a second when you said, let me talk to the Blog Talk Radio. I thought you were about to call me a dude, nigga. I thought you was talking about me for a second.
No. I put y'all out there. I love y'all, so I put y'all out there.
Nah, that ain't me, man. I don't know nothing about your arsenal, your rap group, or whatever. Yo, what's I saw something you had put up the other day, man. Not the other day, just today, matter of fact, about the dude getting shot up in the movie theater or something for popping,
yes,
eating popcorn too loud or something.
Yes, damn. I'm going to get, yes, I might as
shit
well.
Shit real, Nick can't even eat popcorn no more, yo.
It is, Bill. I might as well get into it because the audio is not playing correct. So
yeah,
I'm going to get into that hot mess news, man, about old boy. And it's courtesy of www.hiphopjunkies.com. Those who just tuning in, you're now live on Diva Spot Radio ENT. It's Woman to Woman's Wednesday. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Press the one button to be heard, man. We about to get into this hot mess news about, oh boy, what the fuck moment. A man got shot dead for chewing his popcorn too loud during
damn
the movie.
Damn.
So
he ain't not chewing his mouth cool.
Well, damn.
I mean, rest in peace, you know? No
shut
disrespect
up
to the dead. Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever had your mother tell you, won't you shut up? What, you can't close that mouth and chew the food? Like, damn, you so harsh, like.
Yo, okay, I'm going to get into the story. Here you go. It says a 42-year-old man was shot dead at the Levadian Cinema after eating his popcorn too loud during a scream of the Black Swan. A 27-year-old man has been arrested after being a suspect of the shooting of the 42-year-old fellow audience member who later died of his wounds. The conflict took place as the credits roll during a screen of the Oscar-nominated film Black Swan. According to police in the ballistic state, it says witnesses told the Lavinia News Agency that it arose over how loudly the deceased man was eating his popcorn. Gunfire is relatively rare in the area, a European Union nation of 2.2 million people in this state here. Here it is. And it says the shooting occurred on Saturday evening in the Central Multiplex Cinema in the Lavinia capital, Riga, at the end of the theater about the ballet dance who loses her mind scrambling to pressure to perform. Ain't this about a B.I.? Wow.
Right behind them.
My thing is, how can you hear somebody chewing their popcorn too damn loud?
Like he was sitting next to him or something. He had to be up close.
Wow. Nice. That's nice. I want to get your opinion on the situation, you guys. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And let me know what y'all think. Press the one button. We'll get you live in the car queue. But that's crazy. I'm sitting right. You going to shoot me because I'm chewing. I got full lips, so I can't help it. I got full lips. So it may smack you if it got some grease on it. Wow.
You about to burn. You about to burn for that.
I want to know, y'all. I definitely want to know your opinion on this. We're going to go ahead and go to my panel about this situation. Let's go ahead and set it off, man. Go. I'm going to let you go in, Chucky B. Rock-A-Block, then the queen. Let's go. Go ahead, Chucky B.
Nah,
give me
I'm tripping because you said it was a ballet movie. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, damn, you figure a nigga that got shot in a gangster flick, you know what I'm saying? You know, American Gangster or something, you know what I'm saying? I mean, damn, that's fucked up, like. And I bet you my man in jail, like, he's the biggest gangster right now. I shot that nigga, yeah. Cut that nigga in his popcorn, I'm laughing. Yeah, I did it. So what? Yeah. Fuck out of here. Shit, stupid, man. These niggas need to get a hold of their lives, man. Grab your life, my man. Like, seriously, this shit is real, man.
Yeah,
can't go to the movies and chew popcorn.
And for all my listeners and all my haters, I am not laughing at this man dying. I am laughing at Chucky B. Because they gonna throw my ass. Ooh, Diva Mary Kay is so insensitive. Oh, shut the fuck up. Oh, man.
I'm laughing at the dude who shot him because that's just a, like, yo, bro, your asshole can't get no bigger. Like, he's like, seriously. Like, bro, come on, man. You really shot this nigga over some popcorn. Like, I don't even want to eat popcorn no more. Like,
okay, that's enough. Okay, that's enough. Rock the pot. Go in,
go in. Look, yo, hey, I feel like because it was the Black Swan, you know how quiet it is when they be doing the ballet. Everybody be, it's like being at an opera or something. So it's real quiet in there. All you can hear is people breathing, smacking on popcorn, eating gummy bears, juju beans. You know what I'm saying? Slurping on Slurpees. All of that. You know what I'm saying? That's all you hear. You can't hear nothing else. And like I said, if he was up close.
Kicking the back, getting nasty and shit.
Yeah, he probably had his girlfriend with him. I mean, come on, man. It's only a matter of time to when I'm going to say, you know, stop smacking like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Or stop agreeing with everything that's going on in the movie. Because a lot of people are like, oh, damn, oh. And you don't want to hear that neither, though.
I can just kill a man.
He still should have shot him, but, you know, you could have shut him up.
Yeah, so he could have slapped the man. I just turned around, bitch,
slapped
the nigga. Shut up!
You know what I'm saying? Popcorn fight. Make him waste his popcorn.
Yeah, you know.
I am so tired of y'all. What I would say to the fellow moviegoers, because I think this is the only movie theater. What is that? Let me go back to the story. What is that? The Avidian.
Levetica.
Yeah, there you go. Levetica, thank you. Levetica or Levetivin, they is going to be the only one that don't serve popcorn after this shit.
Don't go. Where is that movie theater located at?
It's located. It's just primarily rare in the Levia, a European Union nation of 2.2 million. So this is overseas. This ain't even in the U.S.
Oh,
wow.
Crazy. Oh,
yeah.
Crazy. I can hear him now, man. He jumped up, start talking in language. Ah, yeah. And just shot him. I ain't really had guns over there like that, man. Hey, that's Europe, though. Yeah.
It is crazy, and it definitely gets crazy. But for the fellow movie theaters, like, it's not that serious to take somebody's life over chewing or yelling or something like that. I know you don't want to be a snitch, but me personally, I think this was an inside hit. I think it was a personal hit. I think they wanted to assume, but they say they arrested the dude. You know what I'm saying? I want to get more in the story. Y'all make sure y'all check out www.hiphopjunkies. That's JUNKIEZ Junkies, JUNKIEZ.com. They got more banging stories, more banging music on here. They even got music. They got everything. So big shout out to Hip Hop Junkies. They got, you know, hip hop news. Fuck World Star Hip Hop. I can't stand your website. You're whack. You do nothing important and don't amount to anything. I hope your ass gets shut down again. Yeah, this Diva Mary Kay hating.
Boom.
Shit get hate down again because it's whack. What the hell does Hip Hop World Star do for hip hop? Nothing. I don't see what the fuck World Star Hip Hop do for hip hop. Nothing. When you go on World Star Hip Hop, what you go? You go see motherfuckers act the fool, don't you? You don't go listen to nobody mixtape or no album. Stop lying. I know you don't. But
yeah, man.
Got more hot mess news. We didn't, you know, rest in peace to the guy that lost his life over chewing, supposedly, chewing popcorn, you know, too loud. I think that's some bullshit. That's some real loud bullshit. But I want to get to this little 16-year-old boy that need his ass whooped. And matter of fact, I have to calm down because this fool ended up killing his mother over a PlayStation 3.
What?
Yes.
He killed his mother
on
PlayStation 3.
Yes, let me go ahead and get y'all.
Wow.
Y'all about to fall out. I got to mute y'all because y'all about to fall out. All right. Let's get into this story. OMG moment. It says a 16-year-old boy kills mother over PlayStation 3. A quite obviously mental 16-year-old boy has confessed to murdering his mother in the most gruesome manner. Why? She took away his PlayStation as means of a punishment, a chastening that would prove to be fatal. After a heated 90-minute argument with his mother, Rashida Anderson, 16-year-old Kendall Anderson struck his mother in her bedroom and snuck into his mother's bedroom and bludgeoned her with a clawed hammer in her sleep. It says, when a 20 or so brutal strikes failed to kill her, he drags her downstairs and tries to cremate her in the kitchen oven. When that too failed, he savagely beat her to death with the leg of her chair. He then tried to hide her broken body in an alley behind the house. Philadelphia police homicide detectives Torson Luke, reading the boy's confession, said the boy showed some remorse, saying, "If I could, I would do it again. I really miss my mom. She was the only person who cared for me." Wow, that is sick, super crazy. Y'all need to text everybody right now and tell them to call the Diva Spot Radio ENT show at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. I'm going to get into some music, and then I'm going to come back because I definitely want to get your opinion on it. Let's go.
Diva Mary Kate, 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 Diva Mary Kate. Welcome to Diva Spot, 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 welcome to Diva Spot. You're tuned in to that on-the-spot diva. From east to the west coast, her grinds off the meter. That blog talk Shira, giving boys the blues. They laugh at their ass on that hot mess news. With hot topics and Mary Kay products, log on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up. I love it, boy, you already know. You're listening to the only Diva Spot Radio.
Diva Mary Kay, 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 Mary Kate, Diva Mary Kate, Mary Diva Mary Kate, Mary Diva Mary Kate, Mary Diva.
That mixtape flavor. Welcome to Hit Mob, the official mixtape. Shout out to the whole Brick City. Shout out to the whole Hit Mob. S. Noach, Brian, Vic, shout out to G Stack, the whole Brick City, baby, stand up. Okay, all right. Yeah, my man Vic, what up? Whatever, Friday night. I know how it is. Got the Cavassier, the Henny.
Oh, yeah.
Know what I mean? Little microphone, little studio power.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in West New York. I live in Lower East Side, New York.
Light
so
it up.
Good. NJ to NY. Puerto Rico,
aww.
What up?
Aww.
All right. No bullshit.
DJ 007.
I'm hot 9-7, rhyme ready, boy. I got a Glock 45 on my belly, girl. Put it in your mouth, but I'm not Akinelli's.
poppin' something heavy, call me Sponsor, belly on a Harley, Davidson, she's some Bob Marley, and I'm hardly capable, function like a normal human being, cause I'm seeing unidentified, flying objects for no reason, in a project, unidentifiable, swinging through the cracks and the crevices, cracking the heroin, hash and the ecstasy, oxycontin, methamphetamine, all kinds of other stuff that you never seen.
Yo, 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 welcome back, welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We going in. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. I got to give a big shout-out to all my Twitter fam listening live right now. Shout-out to Local Thug. Shout-out to Sixth Floor. Shout-out to Intense Desire. Shout-out to Ghetto Prophet. Shout-out to Five Alive. Fashion Class Jet. Shout-out to AKA Dazzle. I see you, baby. Shout out to Future Guru 100. What's up, my G?
Hey.
Shout out to Shaw Childs. Ooh, ooh. Shout out to Raw Shoes Blog, man. We definitely getting it in. I just hit y'all up with that story about the 16-year-old beating his mama to death. Like, you beat your mama to death over a PlayStation 3. I definitely want to get y'all opinion on it. Chucky B, go in on that situation, man.
Oh, man. Yo, No racist shit, but that was a little white boy, right?
No, that was a black boy. He was black. And yes, he was.
Bugger.
He was black, and he is out of Philadelphia. Yes, he was.
Oh, he had some heart to do that shit, man. Your mom?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nigga, man, listen, man. I don't know what's going on with the world today, like I said. Man, I know my generation, I know we came up, you know, we was a little fucked up in the head a little bit, but these little niggas just retarded, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, real, man. That's right. Hey, man, I'm careful out there, man. These little niggas killing their mothers, man. Like, what you think they do to you? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's an eye-opener right here, man. It's an eye-opener, man.
And all over PlayStation 3, like, she probably broke her back. Broke her back to get that damn PlayStation 3, and you going to sneak in my room while I'm sleeping, you little nut, and hit and just beat
man.
Me to death? Like, yo, that's crazy, and that's why I talk about how he beat her with a cleft hammer. When that shit didn't work, he took her downstairs, dragged her body downstairs, and tried to put her in the damn oven and tried to cremate her. That didn't work, so he took her in the back of the alley and beat her until she died and tried to hide her body in the alley in the back of the house. Like, are you serious? What game? I want to know what game was he playing.
Yeah, I'm speechless, man. I ain't really got nothing to say, man. Yeah, I should just rock my world right there, man. I can't believe that right there, man. That right there, that's not even funny right there. Like, the popcorn, I mean, nigga get shot over some popcorn. You know you going to be like, damn. Nigga, you going to kill your mother over a game, man? I got a little nigga standing right here by my side. Man. I wish I would hear him upstairs trying to even disrespect his mother, man.
But
hey, man,
you know
fathers, man, fathers stand up for their kids, man.
Say that.
Stand up for your kids. Be there.
Yo, that's definitely type crazy that he killed his mother over a PlayStation 3. And you know his mother probably went broke this winter. Just this winter, this Christmas just passed. I know how I feel to spend my last on my little man. I know how I feel to spend my last on Christmas, Thanksgiving. You know, his birthday, school clothes, and she probably broke bread, probably didn't even catch the bus to work, walked to that motherfucker for you to get this PlayStation, and she took it as a punishment. He's 16 years old. First of all, what are you doing putting a 16-year-old on punishment? I'll punch you in the mouth. You stop getting on punishment after, like, 10? Ain't no more punishment from, like, 5 to 10 after 10. You going into 11, you get punched in the mouth, son. That's just how that go down, yo. Like, that's crazy. I mean, big shout out to all my youth. I know all my youth is not like this. I know we got young brothers and young men out there that respect their mothers and protect their mothers. Because unfortunately, they have to be the man in the house. Because the man that's supposed to be in the house is gone. So they take on the role of the man in the house. And they do it well. I know a lot of young dudes, 16 years old, 14, 13, 10.
Took care of all their family.
Take care of all their family. So, you know, big shout out to y'all. Baraka Block, I definitely want to get your opinion on the situation about this little boy killing his damn mama. over. I mean, she was sleeping, and you just snuck in like a cat burglar and bust upside her motherfucking head.
Yeah, nah, that's crazy. Yo, first of all, you scared me because, you know, you start saying black names, so I start thinking I know these people, like,
ooh,
you know. Rashida, I'm like, oh, no, not Rashida. Not telling them. You know. You know, I have to make sure I ain't know. Then you said Philly is like, oh, I don't know nobody up in Philly really. But you know, I mean, PlayStation 3 is the hottest thing out right now, man. You know, besides all these you know what I'm saying? You can do everything with these PlayStation 3s, man. You know, and you take away the only thing they don't go outside for is to stay home to play the PlayStation 3. You take it away. You know what I mean? And a 16-year-old
no reason
like
to kill your mother, man. No reason to kill your mother.
I'm just trying to tell you what could have been his motives.
Yeah.
What he did was wrong. I mean, the end result, of course, is never. That should have never went down. I'm saying they should throw away the key on the little boy. Lock him up, throw away the key. Wrap it up for him. You might as well wrap him up like King Tut.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Somebody might as well just put him out, man. Just, you know what I'm saying? Because I ain't going to sell, man. I believe John really ain't for nobody, man. Like, if you really did something that crazy, you deserve to die. That's just the way I feel. You know?
Oh, damn.
I know. I don't like that. You know what I'm saying? I always done on my worst enemy, man. You know. But
you know what? Hey, you know what happened? What I found out recently too, yo, that they was gonna let Tukey go. I hate to switch the subject, but they was gonna let Tukey go. But then they had got Arnold Schwarzenegger in there, and he switched, and he flipped the script, and then made him terminate.
Yeah,
when I found out about that, I was like, "Oh, that's messed up." Because I liked it, Arnold Schwarzenegger, but I don't like
how
he did that.
You know, on that tip right there, if you ever heard Jada say it, man, Jada Kiss said it, man. You know, it took the Terminator to kill Tukey. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they won't let nobody else do it, man. That's why the Terminator. You know, I mean, hey, that's politics, man. You know what I'm saying? Man, take a look at this man. This man, you know, he did movies for 30 years, damn man. This man ain't got no political experience. You know what I'm saying? You didn't even got a high-profile gang member, you know, big black man sitting over in Cali in a prison or death row. You know what I'm saying?
Ready
you know,
to
hey,
push the game up.
Yeah, man. They needed somebody with some heart that was going to start that chaos, bro. Because you know what? That ain't do nothing but start chaos, man, at that time, man. They knew it was going to be a war, man. You know what I'm saying? So they had to get somebody that got the heart, you know what I'm saying, the power of the brains to do it. Determinate. You feel me?
Well, you know what? We're running for presidency and running for government official. Did y'all know Roseanne Barr is actually planning to run for the president of the United States on the next term? Like you said, I like what you said. Roseanne Barr. Yes. Who? Roseanne Barr.
Roseanne,
big old Roseanne.
Fat ass
Roseanne.
Yeah. That's right. That bitch.
She is planning to run for the president of the United States. She has her campaign and everything, you know, set in order. She was just on the Monique show, the Monique Knight show. She was on it 2 weeks ago. You can go to www.bb.com.
Oh, we about to die.
Shows.
That bitch going to eat us all out of the house, homie. she's like Peppa Pig, mother, man.
I mean, you can go under, you know, shows, and you can it'll have it up there. And Roseanne Barr would come over, but she was saying, like you said, Chucky B, all you gotta do is have the heart. You gotta have the heart and the drive, and they'll mold you into whatever you want to be. A lot of people say in the industry, when you get a deal or when you get signed, you become their puppet. But even when you go into political parties and when you go into political argue, so you be a political figure, you are a puppet, whether you like it or not, but you are a puppet. But, you know, I say that to say this, anybody can be the damn government. Shit, if, what's old girl name? Sarah, what's this bitch name?
Sarah Palin.
There it is, that chick, right? That's the one that 16-year-old daughter was pregnant, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was in the running. If she can run shit, I can run. I'm going to put on my motherfucking diva pumps, the glitter fuchsia ones, put a bun in my hair, gloss my lips with my little motherfucking little... I'm going to be like, oh, yeah.
I'm coming. I'm running with you out.
You got to get on the horses and all that.
I'm going
to get... Ebony B just said, Ebony B, you want to repeat that for them? I mean, all right, you know we ain't going to get into that. Just go ahead.
I'm not going to get into that. Just one with the woman. Damn it. But,
we
yeah,
get into that.
Craziness. It's like, you know, what I like what you said about Tuki. Tuki had a chance, man. He was trying to redeem himself. It was like, you know, he repented for his sins and he realized what he did wrong. But don't wait until it's too late to realize what the hell you did wrong. It's a choice. You choose to be. You choose to be in that situation. Anybody that you're running with, you choose to be. And I hate when people say, you know, I'm a product of my environment. That's a damn lie. Because guess what? I made it out the motherfucking hood. I made it. I scrubbed and I worked hard because I knew that I was not a hood rat, a hood booger, nor a minority. So don't come at me with that bull. Don't be telling me that you're a product of your environment. You choosing to. Stupidity is a choice. And, you know, we need to understand that. But at the end of the day, if you don't educate yourself, you ain't going to get nowhere. That's just it. How am I going to hire you to pick peanuts and you don't know how to sell peanuts? Come on.
You don't even know what peanut look like.
Yeah, you don't even know what peanut look like.
You show the nigga a peanut and a rock, he gonna pick the rock. That's a peanut right there.
I mean, that's a true story right there, man. Black Rob said it the best. Life story, man. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Tell a friend to tell a friend to call in and rap they shit. Let's go, man.
Nobody never gave me shit. If anything, a nigga framed me and made me get 3 to 6, my first bit, no doubt, up in Spofford. Had to be 12, son, trying to make a profit. Remembering, robbed my mom's with no guilt. Eating pork and beans, old cornflakes with no milk. Bitter, in school, I smacked cats in a hurry. Mom didn't care, she busy getting drunk with Mrs. Murray. On the first floor, I used to thirst for greenery. Picking pockets for Staff and Jay from 106th Street. Yo, fuck home. I'm tired of getting punched in my dome. Tired of hearing this faggot ass nigga moan. I started roaming. My hustle game is deep. Cats to her from San Fran. Back to Manhattan. To Newburgh. Notorious. Tell your friends. Spread the word. Glorious. My life story is absurd.
You don't know what you're doing. Don't waste your time.
home from Elmira, got a little brighter. I'ma keep it real, still a schemer and conniver. Recognize the struggle, living like a thug do. Hatred in my heart, but inside I love you. See, no matter what, I'll extend my arms to hug you. Knowing I look just like you, I'm like the devil. All I wanna know is how you pound me down. Yo, this shit is real, you really jerk me around. But anyway, I'm getting paid with Puff now. About to cop you a house, I can send you some stuff now. So many levels jail take you, I appreciate jail, cause it made me appreciate you. I've been through fire and brimstone, used to be the promising jest, now I cop the gemstone. I remember when you rushed me, the time you said you should've flushed me. I forgive you, my trust me.
Welcome back, y'all. That's my boy Black Rob right there, yo. That was my favorite joint right there. I love that song, Life Story, because it got so much truth to it. Like,
yeah.
You know, I definitely, it's just the truth to that song. I think all mothers need to listen to that song and get, you know, a clear aspect of it. We're going to go into the hotlines and get some love right now. We got New York in the building, 347-531. You're now tuned in live. What's going on?
What's good? It's Money Mo.
Money, what's going on, man? I got the Wolves up in the building with me. What's good, baby?
No, I'm here, G-Mackin. Working hard, working hard.
Money Mo, did you hear about this story? This young brother, 16-year-old, beat his mother to death over a PlayStation 3, yo.
Nah, I didn't even hear about that. That's crazy, though.
Yo, let me run this story down to you because I definitely want to get your comments on it. It says a quite obviously mental 16-year-old boy has confessed to murdering his mother in the most gruesome manner. Why? She took away his PlayStation. He took away his PlayStation as means of punishment, chasing that would prove to be fatal later. After a 90-minute argument with his mother, Rashida Anderson, 16-year-old Kendall Anderson snuck into her bedroom and bludgeoned her with a claw hammer while she was sleeping. It gets better. It says when the 20 or so brutal strikes failed to kill her, he dragged her downstairs and tried to cremate her in the kitchen oven. When that failed, he savagely, it goes on, Mo, like when that failed, he savagely beat her to death with the leg of her chair. He then tried to hide her body in the alley. Excuse me. He then tried to hide her broken body in the alley behind the house. I can barely get the story out because I'm like, wow. Not only did he beat her in her sleep with a hammer, that shit didn't work. He drug her downstairs, tried to stuff her in the oven, cremate her. That didn't work. He drug her outside and beat her to death with the leg of her chair, like over a PlayStation 3. Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy right there. Yeah, he has to be extremely mentally disformed. Like he can't. Wow.
I know.
That's definitely a wolf move right there.
No, it's not. it's definitely not a wolf move, yo.
That shit is crazy. Oh, a PlayStation, like, damn. Like, is that serious?
But you know how we let, you know how our kids, and even as adults, because I like the Sims. So don't get me wrong. I mean, I did snap one time, but I ain't snapped till I went to go get the hammer and fuck people up with the hammer. Like, damn. Like, I'm going to get the hammer. Get out in front of the TV. Like, that shit ain't cool, man. Who does that? But, you know, that's why I call this show Retail Bell, because so many times we get caught up in our phones, our iPhones, our iPods, our PlayStation 3, the Wii, the computer that We forget that we family, son. C and B, we all we got.
Shit, shit. Yeah, that's crazy.
Shit,
yo, I had to
that's
get
all,
my stuff. Go ahead. I had to get
son.
My. Mm-hmm.
Shit, that's why we don't even play video games. I don't even know no wolves that play video games, man.
I think that's I'm the only wolvette that play the damn video games.
Well, that's
I mean, but, you know, I understand what it is, and I had to get myself in check, because when I logged into Blog Talk Radio today, they damn near wiped away half of my arsenal. So I have to put all my arsenal back on with all my music. But it's okay. You know, I'm not going to go and get my gun and go to work tomorrow night and say, you know what, just because all my music ain't here, I can't hear anywhere by 5 Alive, I'm busting the cap and all y'all asses. I'm not going
to. Oh, shit. Hey,
Mo,
man, we don't want that.
Yo, Mo, holla at us. We got the hotlines lighting up. We want to get more opinions on the young brother. Yo, he tried to cremate her. How the fuck you try to bootleg cremate some? All right. Go ahead, my love. It's about you. I'm sorry, honey. I get in. That shit is. Mo, you got some shout-outs, baby?
Oh, man, you already know. Shout-out to all the wolves out there, man. Shout-out to all queens. Shout out to the whole world. Shout out to all the supporters that definitely showing love on that video that just dropped yesterday.
Yes.
With the Just Rhyme segment. Shout out to Be Easy 103 Visuals for putting that together. Shout out to all my GFTs, pimp set niggas out there in Brooklyn. I mean, the whole world, man. We here, Feed the Wolves, everything.
Yo,
and the show's in Connecticut, man, March 5th. I'm going to keep people posted on that. Me and 5 Alive, when we jump through this, when we dice and domination also performing. So, you know, it's going to be crazy.
No, that's definitely what's up. Mo, tell us where we can get that video. We can go to that video. I got it on my blog, so I'm going to put that out there. But tell them where they go to your official YouTube and get that at.
When you go to YouTube, just go to type in 103 Visuals. And, no, the views is going up, so I probably right now is probably the second video up there on his page. So, you know, y'all could definitely check that out at 103 Visuals. You could also follow him on Twitter and get the direct links also from 103 at 103 Visuals. Or if you just MoneyMo_FPW, Twitter me. I got the links up there all day, every day. Future Guru 100, Mary K, 5 Alive, WAY promoting it, so it's looking live right now. Check it out.
Most definitely. You can also go to www.divaspotent.blogspot.com. Scroll all the way to the bottom where the video blast is definitely a hot banger right there. You want to check it out to get your real hip-hop because we a real hip-hop junkie. Let's go ahead and open up the lines to 216-551. We got Y Don the Queen live in the building. What's going on, y'all?
What up, sis? Yo, sorry about that.
No, it's all right. We talking about this whole topic with the 16-year-old brother killing his mother over a PlayStation. They got into a 90-minute argument. After that, he stuck
his mother over a PlayStation?
On the down low.
Yeah, man.
Are you serious?
Yes, he stuck it to a room on the down low.
I don't even want to write this situation, but was it a PS3?
It was a PS3.
Wow.
It was a PS3. He killed his mother. He snuck into a bare room after the argument, hit her with a cleft hammer. That shit didn't work. He drug her downstairs, trying to throw her in the oven, cremate her ass. That shit didn't work.
What?
He drug her in the back of the house. Go to www.hiphopjunkies.com. It's right there. He drug her in the fucking back of the house and beat her to death with a leg from her chair. From her own damn chair. And beat her to death.
How many pounds does this mother weigh, and how big?
I don't know, but it don't matter. It makes me want to go whoop my son ass right now, but I ain't gonna do it.
You think you want to go beat the shit out of my
kid?
Yo, I just hold on. How old is he?
16.
See the mama. Wow, he just really Michael Myers there, though.
He did. What's them two white boys, them two Italian boys that killed their parents? They shot them all up. Y'all know them. The two brothers. That killed their parents. Ah, wow. I know their name. I just can't think of it right now. But
Amanda's brothers?
Yeah, it's the Menendez brothers. Yeah, dumb news. All right. Yo, that's super crazy right now. I want y'all opinions on this. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. I got more hot mess news for you. I'll believe it or not. Wada, go ahead and give your opinion, baby, on that situation. I'm going to move on to the next hot mess news because you know how I do.
I really think that is, for one, that's, you know, it's, you know, there's no humor to it, but it's almost like, I need to actually go read the story. I need to wait to the mother. I need to see the size of the mom. And I need to see the kid.
Because
I can't imagine my kids coming to my home and hit me with it after that. I'm going to wake up after that.
I mean, I'm pretty sure she woke up when you get fucked upside your head with a clap
an argument over the PS2.
You know, after you get bashed in the head with a hammer, I don't think that you're necessarily going to be able to retaliate. I mean, you getting bashed in the head with a hammer. Let's think about it. Your kid, you argue with your kid. You say, you know what? You on punishment. Give me a phone. Give me a PlayStation 3. Give me all of this. And you know your kid is mad. They huffing and puffing. He was 16 years old. He went into his mama's sleep. His mother went to sleep. Went in a room. Got a hammer. Banged her out. And this ain't the only person that got a problem with hammers too. I got some more hot mess news, and I'ma get into it now. I got a story about a lady that beat her little son with a hammer. And here it go. It says, and I had to put y'all all on mute, so I hope that y'all not talking, because I want y'all to hear this story. Because it's like hammer time around here. I don't understand what the hell going on with all these hammers. Like, okay, OMG moment. Mother kills son with hammer before slitting her own throat. Now, I'm going to tell y'all the story, and good looking, I got some audio on it. It says, in Otero, California, days before being evicted from the shed, not the house, not the apartment, she lived in a shed they lived in. Cops say a mother used a hammer to kill her 10-year-old son, then killed herself by slitting her own throat. The woman's landlord said he heard screams coming from the 8 foot by 12 shed he rented to a woman. How the fuck is he renting a shed? All right, I'm going to get to that. He need to be, all right, calm down, Diva. Diva moment. Diva breathe. In, out. Okay, read the story. For the 8 foot by 12 shed he rented to the woman the night before, but did not call the police. When he checked on a woman and her son the next day, he found their dead bodies and called the police. Police believe that Livia Lopez, 41 years old, first killed her son, Eddie Lopez, which is 10 years old, by beating him to death with a hammer before trying to overdose on antidepressants. She then took a quicker route by using a knife to slit her throat. Neighbors say Lopez had just recently lost her job and was about to be evicted for not paying rent. But Sergeant David McBride said that after substantial interviews, the upcoming eviction may not have been motive behind the murder. So I'm going to give y'all this audio, and I'm going to try to turn it up as loud as I can so y'all can hear it. So let's go ahead and get into it.
And then slit her throat.
Oh, at that point,
not managed to wash away the disbelief that people in this Ontario community have. I want to warn you, some of what you're about is graphic. Right beyond that gate in this Ontario neighborhood
is where that mother committed this horrible act. And tonight we want to go beyond the gory details to find out what was she thinking. And we may have gotten some answers as to what may have led her to kill her son with a hammer and then slice her own throat.
No, mommy, no, no, no.
The kid said, no, no, mommy, no, no, don't. That's all I heard. I was worried.
That was 4 a.m. Friday morning. Georgiana Salazar didn't do anything to check on the boy. She, too, was squatting in a shed nearby and says that's part of the reason she was too scared to call police. So she went to work, and when she came home Friday night, some 14 hours later, she saw her neighbor's clothes on the clothesline. They were wet, and she was worried.
I knocked on her door. I saw her feet hanging from the door. I closed it because I thought she was sleeping. Then I was worried even more because the child was not there.
Georgiana finally called police, who found a crime scene that is still marked with blood tonight.
The mother was on top of the child, and they told me that the mother had hammered the child, hammered him to death.
Sad.
Ricardo Galvan lives just next door. He says the mother living here, 41-year-old Lydia Lopez, had recently lost her job. Her car had broken down, and she had told him that she was on medication for depression.
Nothing was coming out the way she planned.
Ricardo says she was staying here as long as she could, pushing her luck. But she had told neighbors she and the boy had to be out by 11 a.m. today. And she apparently had left a letter with telling them
not to read it until something happened. And apparently it happened.
He's dumbass.
And police say that letter is what makes them believe this attack was actually planned. Tonight, live, there are two candles, one for the boy, one for his mom, that were burning earlier in their memory in front of this abandoned home. We asked the neighbors in the area, what are you going to remember about that boy? And they gave us two things. He was a good kid, they said, and he was a smart kid. Reporting live tonight from Ontario, I'm David Begno, KTLA 5 News.
That is such a sad, sad, sad story. I don't even know if y'all, could y'all hear that?
Yeah,
we can hear it.
Sad, 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 sad story. And the crazy thing about it, I want to bring this to light. This lady was 41 years old with a 10-year-old living in a shed. She lived in a shed. She didn't even have an apartment. And for those you stupid people who don't know what a shed is, that's the stuff that you keep damn lawnmower and your tools and stuff in the back of the house. The shit that you see when you go to Home Depot that you walk up, that's what she was living in. And it's so sad. And you got to use a bucket. And I want to slap the hell right now. I want to slap the hell out of the landlord. He told her that she had to be out of there at 11. How the fuck you evict me from the shit? I went with the court. You can't evict me from a shed. I got to breathe because my heart, y'all know, anybody that know me, know I love the kids, and my heart is broken right now hearing that she beat this baby, a 10-year-old. My son is 8. She beat him with a hammer, and then she going to take the easy way out, and you know, and slit her throat. Now, it's the other way around. The son beating his mama with a hammer. Now, the mama beating her son with a hammer. What the fuck is he hammering around here? Let's go ahead and go down the panel. 954, I see you live in the building. We got Florida live in the building, man. I want to get your opinion on this. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Press the 1 button to be heard. I'm going to start at the top. Rock a block. I mean, Chucky B, you go ahead and go in. I need another drink. I can't take this shit. I'm sorry. That's just crazy. I don't understand. Chucky B, what's your opinions on this situation?
I think this shit is retarded, man. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
This is coming out.
Man, I thought everybody was happy. You know, maybe she ain't get an income tax.
Not
crazy right now, man. Income
tax, like,
you know. But, yeah, that's just like y'all know, man. Life ain't sweet, man. Shit real, man. You know? Gotta get together, man, because you ain't trying to be standing in no shit, man.
That's crazy. I done been in a lot of crappy apartments. The first and the last crappy apartments was 173 Ridgewood Avenue, Newark, New Jersey, 07101.
I can't believe that motherfucker.
Piece of shit. That was a crappy-ass apartment, but I made it what it was. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
Put the address on blast, because this is what Diva do, you slumlord. In the paper, 173 Ridgewood Avenue in Newark, New Jersey. Don't never rent from the new niggas, okay? All right, Chucky, before I die in the queen, I want to get y'all comments on this story, because this is just, like, super crazy.
Yeah.
glossy lips.
Why not?
What up? What up?
You gotta pay attention.
I'm on it. I'm on it.
So go ahead.
Yo, you be finding some crazy stories, but that is that's meant to see what the I don't really want to blame it on the economy, but when you lose your job and then your car breaks down, and then you're taking depression pills already, that's just that's a tragedy waiting to happen, man. Like I was just telling Candace, like, I'm not a firm believer of taking depression pills at all. I think it's all mentally, to be honest. To be honest, like, I think, you know, that's the, you know, that's the way the world keeps us contained by medicine. But I think that's real sad, man. It's extremely sad, you know what I'm saying, that you can be that unstable in the mind and kill your kids. So
I wouldn't encourage people to use drugs, but in that case, I don't think she needed no depression pills. I just think she needed a joint. Now, I'm
you
not
know, hell, yeah, see that?
People,
fuck it.
You know, encourage people to use drugs, but when you get to the point you just want to kill your kids, like, I can't even see myself. You know, I've had some suicidal thoughts after his father drowned in front of me, but I ain't decided I wanted to kill Makai. It was all me. But me seeing her and my son, because I'm getting evicted, shit, you know how many times? I haven't been evicted a lot of times, but I got evicted twice. I was about to say, I've been evicted a lot of times. I'd be lying. And even before I knew those evictions, well, one of them was only eviction. The other one was the landlord just wasn't paying the bills on the house. But I found me a shelter. Like, and I found me a nice-ass shelter. I couldn't believe it. I was like, yo, this is nice.
You know something, man? Like, you know, I wanted to share and think, like, yeah, you know what, maybe, you know, I mean, it's coming time in your life where, you know, I guess shit get butt so hard, you know what I'm saying? You know, well, everybody ain't built the way we built, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody can't take everything, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, maybe she was just looking at the case like, well, damn, you know, this is what her life coming to. She got a son. She can't take care of him. You know, I guess she probably felt that he was better off, you know, dead than having to struggle through life. But she not knowing that shit gets better eventually.
Well,
you know,
I would like to say to all the mothers out there, I done been through some hard times, and I done been through some scary situations, but your faith has to be stronger than your will. You got to understand that God is going to provide. He is going to provide no matter what the situation is. Don't ever think that you taking your life or taking your child's life is better. You ain't doing nothing but letting the devil win. In all the situations I done been in, my son ain't never got taken from me. Never, and he never will. That's because my faith is stronger than my will. But when you idolize, I'm going to take you out of church. When you idolize the things of the world, you make God your enemy. When you, like the little boy, probably worshiped his PlayStation 3. This lady worshiped living. You know, it's the inner peace that you have to find within yourself. God said, wherever I plant you, you are to grow. Do you know how many people I have impacted over the short 29 years that I have been here? I have touched people in such a special way that it's going to last a lifetime just by giving them strength, even in my hard time.
That person
It's about healing one another, and that's what we got to do. They got the hotlines lighting up, man. Let's go ahead and get into it. We got 202-904 live in the building. What's your name and where you calling from?
What up, Queen? It's Genius.
Genius, what's going on? Welcome to the show, man. Jeez, we talk. No problem. You know, you get a round of applause when you come in the building. Jeez is definitely an educator. He's definitely an inspirational speaker. He's definitely someone that can inspire you. And we just had this story about, you know, a young woman, a lady, she was 40 years old. She wasn't staying in an apartment, Gene. She was staying in a shed behind somebody else's house, renting it out. She ended up losing her job. And she lost her car, and at the end resort, she ended up killing her 10-year-old son, beating him to death with a hammer. and she slit her throat. So we're talking, and I called this show Retail Bell because I think a lot of times we get caught up on our materialistic things. And what I was just saying when you came into the show is that nothing is worth killing your child. I mean, nothing. So I definitely want to get your opinion on hard times. Like, we done been through hard times, but killing your child in 862, I see you. I'm about to open you up. But nothing is worth killing your child. And if you want me to read the story again, just let me know. I'll read it for you.
I mean, I can pretty much grasp, you know, from what you said. I mean, that's bad. My prayers go out to them, you know, peace and blessings to the child. And I hope they're sitting with the angels right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, life is a precious thing. That's the most precious thing on earth, life. You know what I'm saying? We put the focus on things that mean nothing. You know, I don't care about Louis or none of those things. At the end of the day, it's about life, you know, and living. Those things are okay, but you can't take those things with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we should be doing everything that we can to preserve life, especially right now with everything that's going on, you
mm-hmm.
know, in the world, because what happens in the world affects us. I'm sad to hear that one, you know, that lady was going through that much of hard times that, you know, she was in that situation,
okay.
You know, and when it comes to things like that, I mean, you know me, I'm vocal, you know, I want to know which community, I don't know where it happened at, but I challenge the religious institutions as well as, you know, the local government and, you know, organizations that was there, where were they at to help her in that situation, or where was her family at, you know what I'm saying, to be able to help her and educate her, because obviously, number one, a person just don't decide to do something like that. That's usually caused by, you know, a chemical imbalance due to circumstances of a situation.
Yeah, it did say in the report that she was taking antidepressant pills, but there's always an agency available. This lady was living in a shed, and the landlord told her that she had to be out the next day at 11 a.m. I'm still trying to figure out, how the hell did you get a permit to rent somebody a shed? And now he's on, and if you want to get the story and you want to see the video, you guys, go to www.hiphopjunkies.com. That's JUNKIEZ with a Z on the end, not an E, Z as a zebra. And you can find that story. Where did they, how can, I would have been like, you want to evict me from a shed? Yeah, right, motherfucker, take me to court. That's what I would have said to him. How the hell are you going to tell me I got to get out the shed? You kiss my ass. I'm not going anywhere until you show me some eviction notice. But where did he get a permit to be able to rent out a shed? That's for tools. That's not for humans. Where they do that at?
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, they even, you know, tackled situations like that when people were staying in, like, the storage, you know, bins at a lot of the storage places and stuff. You know, that's inhumane, number one.
It's inhumane.
You know, and to have, you know, a child in that situation, that's crazy. You know, that dude needs to be facing charges for even, you know, having her in a situation like that. I would have been like, no, you can't stay in here. You can keep your things here. You know,
yeah.
If he had a police available within his house, then yeah, but that's crazy.
But you know what? This was in Orterino, California, and I think sadly, but the Retail Bell, going back to Retail Bell, that some of us is too proud to go to a shelter. How dare you be too proud? I know you want your own. Yeah, that's cool, but you can't afford your own. And if you can't afford a two-bedroom apartment, then you need to downgrade to a one-bedroom and make the living room a bedroom. They doing it in Jersey all the time. The landlord is renting out apartments and saying that this is a two-bedroom. That ain't no two-bedroom. You just put a door on the I want to get my opinions. The hotline is lighting up. Chucky B, I'm going to leave your line open. Genius, I'm going to leave your line open. I'm going to go to New York. 718-669. You're not allowed to call me back.
Diva, let me tell you what's up, baby. Domination,
what's going on, Domo?
We tried to call you earlier, but somehow we had some technical difficulties.
Yes,
sir.
going on, Damo? That's what's going on. I appreciate you calling in on the show. We going in, man. Damo, we got some crazy. You know, let me know before I give you the stories, because you want the good or the bad. Switch one you want, because I'm going to give you the good. So switch one you want.
You know, I like the positive energy, so I take the bad first and then the good to cheer it up, you know?
All right, let's go ahead and get into it. Now, we had this situation. I'm going to go back to this 16-year-old boy killing his mother over a PlayStation 3, y'all.
Oh, man, I don't even want to talk about that, man. If I see that dude, man. Man, I already bust that boy ahead, man. That's crazy. That right there is the worst, man. Like, oh man, that dude had to be mentally disturbed or something.
They are calling it mentally disturbed, but here's the thing: it's the way that he killed his mother.
Yeah,
they got
into an argument.
Yeah, with a hammer. After the hammer, he drug her downstairs, tried to throw her in the oven and fake bootleg cremate her ass.
Right.
Yeah, and then he beat her in the back. But this is my thing, and that's why I play back Rob True Story. Ladies, watch how you taking care of your kids, man. Don't jerk your kids around. I'm not justifying that boy had rights to kill his mother over a PlayStation 3. Again, it make me want to go whip my son ass right now, but he ain't do shit. Like,
yeah.
What the thing about
leave him alone.
But the thing about it is, like, are you serious? At 16, why am I? We not arguing? Are you serious?
We're not arguing. That's crazy.
You're not arguing? You get punched in your grill. Who are you talking to?
Put you down for you. Put me down. Punched him in the belly and stepped on his feet. Slammed the towel on the hard concrete. That's it.
Yes, I mean, yeah, it's definitely, but it's just crazy how, and you know, it does hit home for us because he is a black child. He's a 16-year-old black boy, and everybody was asking, is he black? Is he black? Well, yeah, he's black,
he's
but
black.
It really doesn't.
Yeah, he is.
He's black. And that's the crazy thing about it, but, you know, on another note, it's about us loving our kids. Don't put your kid in front of no PlayStation 3. What's the game you want to play? Grand Theft Auto, and what's the other one? I got my little man rocking with me right now. He controlling the switchboard. This is my G. He playing the music now, y'all. What's the other one you wanted? The army game.
Call of Duty.
I don't think that you should let your kid play Call of Duty, y'all.
Yeah, not at all. What you
got? Yo, that's super crazy right there. I mean, that's super crazy. Dama, I know you want to give some shout-outs or whatever the case may be, so go ahead and give it out.
Hello?
Dama, I hear you. You want to give your shout-out?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm over here, you know, in CT right now. We getting stuff together for the show. We got March 5th out here.
In Connecticut.
Yeah, Maybach Dice Domination. You know, this Dice album, mixtape release party. So, you know, we just grinding it out, trying to do it big, you know.
So how y'all going to get Steve out there? Like, I'm willing to put up. Like, what's good? Y'all invite me to come.
Yeah, of course. Hell yeah. You already know. I tell you, you official feed the wolves, definitely.
Yeah. You said March 5th?
Yeah, March 5th. We good
out there. I ain't bullshit. I come, like, you know, just let me know what it is. Like, take care of that whole thing, and I get on the plane, man.
Come on through. Everything else is good. You good,
money. I ain't even going to sell on you. I know you got me, but I'm coming.
Yeah.
Tell Money Mo I'm coming, too. That's what it is.
I'm going to let him know. I'm going to definitely let him know. Well, you have to go to the studio at 11 o'clock, so, you know.
Oh, yeah, y'all pay a couple of minutes before time. Like, yo,
I got Bill's got to get paid over here, man. You know, he said what's up to Diva Mary Kay and all that. Bill's got to get paid.
What up, Bill?
That's my man.
I love my wolves, yo. Ladies, what's the point of getting a scraggly-ass dog when you can get a wolf, man? Get you a wolf. Yo, get you a wolf.
I got your dice right here, too. Hold on.
Yeah. Diva, what it look like?
Dice, what's going on, baby?
Yeah,
see with the wolves and all that.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be out there with y'all in Connecticut, man. I know y'all going to tear it up and get it in and show these, you know, these dudes how to do it for real, how to really lay down bars, how to really be able to flow over a beat and just not saying, you know, I want to marry Betty Crocker. Get the fuck out of here. My wolves talk about so much more besides selling drugs and busting guns. Like, I love my wolves, man.
Exactly, man. It's all about bringing that talent to the table.
Mhm. You got a lot of hot shit coming up, so holla at us.
Yeah, you already know, Diva, definitely. I got a whole bunch of shit I gotta hit you with.
Yeah, you already know. You send it to the email and I blast off. You know how we do. We lock in and lock out, man.
You already snow. So you gonna be out for the 25th though, right?
Yeah, I'm going to be flying over there. So, you know, y'all make sure. I know y'all going to take care of me when I get over there, but I'm going to fly over there. I'll probably be with Damo in this area.
Okay. So, yeah, definitely. We're going to get out.
I'm coming.
All right, Diva. Here goes Damo, you heard?
All right.
Yeah, man, but you already know, Feed the Wolves. Everybody, shout out to the whole Feed the Wolves. Shout out to Maybox. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to the whole world. Shout out to all the fans. We out here, you heard?
You heard?
Hold on.
Yeah, most definitely, Damo. I'm going to definitely come over there, and I'm going to be rocking with you while I'm out there for them few days, you heard?
Definitely. Just let me know.
Yeah, we're going to get into the hotlines, man. Make sure y'all feed the wolves. Go to www.feedthewolves.net right now and favor that website. That's www.feedthewolves.net. And Damo, I definitely want y'all to holler at my people, G's, yo. He crazy with the beats, man. I'm going to send you
this. I'm
about to send you his Twitter right now so y'all can converse. Like, this dude is definitely a genius, man. He's no
genius. That's for sure. All right, baby.
We got the 317 live in the building, 317-603. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio ENT. What's your name and where you calling from?
It's Carly.
It's Carly in the building. What's going on, S. Carly? You got all the big dogs coming out, man. You never know who's going to be coming through. S. Carly, holler at us, man.
What's going on, man?
Yo, for those who just tuning in, man, S. Collie is the one that did that killer drop for me. It's Diva Mary Kay. It's Diva Mary Kay. That's him. Hold on. I can't help myself. I got to play it right now. Peep those.
To that on the spot diva from east to the west coast, grinds off the meter. That blog talk Shira, giving boys the blues. They laugh at their ass on that hot mess news. With hot topics and Mary Kay products, log on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up. I love it, boy, you already know. You're listening to the only Diva Spot Radio.
Diva Mary Kay, 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 Diva Mary Kay.
Damn, that shit go hard.
Definitely winning on that.
I love that shit right there. I'll be wanting to play that shit when I walk into the college. Like, it's deep in Mary Kay. As Kylie, yo, you know we got hot mess news for they ass, and we are laughing. It's two stories that we had that we wasn't laughing at. It was this lady that ended up killing her child. You know, she was getting evicted out of a shed. I don't understand how people can live in a shed, but in California, obviously, it's over here in Washington, too. But we are laughing at a story. This dude got shot for chewing popcorn too loud. So that shit is
fucking... Man, what?
Yes. I'm going to read through the story, and rest in peace to the guy because he ended up dying.
Oh,
but
wow.
He's all jacked up, but let me just give y'all the story behind this hot mess news. It says a 42-year-old man was shot dead at Lavina Cinema. This is overseas, y'all. It's not in America. It says a Lavina Cinema after eating his popcorn too loudly during the screen of The Black Swan. The Black Swan is a ballet. A 27-year-old man has been arrested after being suspected of shooting a 42-year-old fellow audience member who later died of his wounds. The conflict took place as the credits rolled during the screen of an Oscar-nominated film, Black Swan, according to the police. It says witnesses told the Lavina News agency that it arose over how loudly the deceased man was eating his popcorn. How the hell? How can you hear me chewing popcorn loud? I don't get that. Like, you got to be real up and personal with me to say, do you ever hear you chewing your damn popcorn too loud? Bah, bah, bah. Just busting guts. Like, are you serious?
Yeah, that's real, David.
That's bullshit.
That's kind of crazy right there.
That's bullshit. Just like that lady getting robbed by the police over there in that town. You know that was fucked up.
Was on the sideline recording with his phone. They went over there and took the phone from him and beat his ass too.
Damn, that's fucked up. The cousin that just
came home? Nah, that nigga locked up.
No, the one that just came home?
Nah, not him. Nah, that ain't him.
Hey, shit, man.
Yeah, they out here wilding.
He just stay there and wait on the police. Like, if you record and the police doing something and they come try to run, nigga, run.
They looking for a reason.
Yeah,
nigga,
run.
Nigga, they looking for a reason. Now you over there on the old spy man shit. Nigga, okay. Got something for you, too, brother. You want to take a picture of it?
It ain't funny, but God, leave. Like, wow, y'all. We just waited, like, look, the police coming. I want a hard ass. I want to be like them dudes that's on that Nike commercial that was jumping over the motherfucking buildings and flipping this shit.
Yeah, I know that.
That's messed
man.
They took his phone, basically got rid of the evidence, and whooped his ass from recording it. Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah, they serious out here, boy.
But my thing is, we could talk about this, and, you know, somebody else is going to jail and doing some years. Here it is. It says the FN suck. Reggae artist wins a Grammy last week and this week is facing 20 years in jail. A Florida jury has fined Winnie Reggae singer Bougie Bonton. Guilty on cocaine conspiracy charges. Jury returned their verdict on Tuesday after deliberating for 11 hours over 2 days. The 37-year-old Bonton was on trial and accusations that he conspired to two other trafficking. So, but my thing is, what can we put into place? For us, like, I'm so tired of just hearing, I mean, that's some bullshit. The only thing funny about your cousin getting his ass whooped because he didn't run. That run, motherfucker, run. But,
they pulled him over and, like, she just was beating his ass. You feel me? Another guy was on the sideline recording with his phone. An older gentleman was doing it. They went over and took the phone from him and beat his ass.
Oh, shit.
Damn, that'll beat old school ass.
Yeah, old head got one. They just in they was in a fighting mood that night. They wanted to fight everybody.
Yeah, it was a fight party that night. And you know what? It's going to come to the point that us over here in America is going to snap like they did over there. Genius, help me out. It was just the government that got attacked by the whole camp. Who was that? They start going, and he ain't even the government.
it's crazy right now. It's crazy everywhere right now. I mean, in fact, you know, my prayers go out. Salute to all my fellow veterans right now. That's in Bahrain, that's in Libya. You know what I'm saying? It's to my family members that's there. You know, I hope y'all all come home safely.
Yeah.
You know, we need to increase the peace, you know what I'm saying? Because what happened in the world affect everything here. You know, we about to have hellified gas prices, you know what I'm talking about. It's about to be $5 a gallon. They're raising the price of groceries, clothes, everything. It's wild.
Everything. Yeah, yeah, because they shutting it down. They ain't got no government no more. So they said, the government can't tell us what to do. We ain't, y'all going to have to come the long way to get the gas. Kiss our ass. We ain't making it easy for y'all. We ain't getting up at 6, 4, or 5 o'clock in the morning to pump this gas for y'all. This is bullshit. It ain't happening. Y'all not getting the gas from through our tunnels so you Americans can run dry before we give y'all anything, you bullies. Americans are bullies. Americans are bullies. Y'all know we
the thing that really make me upset is we have enough fuel and gas that we actually pump here that we don't even need to actually take oil from overseas. We started shutting down our reserves back in the 50s, and it's crazy. You know, we believe in why use ours and we can use somebody else's, but, you know, that's sitting there raping the people with that type of mentality, you know what I'm saying? And that's going to lead to, I hate to say it, but a crisis happening here. I mean, we're not far from having a civil war crisis happening in the state. I would hate to see it, but unfortunately, with the way that the government is working, you know, you look at what's really going on in the world. You know, democracy hasn't worked here in the state. So why would we even think this would work in other countries? It's not. It's failing. And that's why these situations are happening.
Mm.
That's crazy.
It is definitely crazy, and people, we need to open our eyes. Instead of watching, you know, Basketball Wives or BET or whatever the hell you watching, Paula Deen, so you don't need to watch that bitch make that to Durkin. You need to turn it on CNN, Fox, Nigga 9 News, Channel 11. Get up on what's going on because it's going down while you doing your retail bill, while you in the mall shopping and spending money that you ain't got. You know you got a shopping problem when you start running shit credit knowing you ain't got no money. Come on. Come on. You just had to have those new forces. You just had to have that shirt. You just had to have that front lace and those shoes. And them polo boots, and when that shit going, what you going to do with it when it ain't nothing going on and we live in like a third world country? What you going to do then? What, you going to start beating motherfuckers with hammers and slitting throats? I don't think so, because I'm not getting in line for that shit. It ain't happening. And it's crazy. I mean, Chucky, me sound right. I'm going to mute you out. I mean, I look at the whole survivor kit thing, you know, with the having the canned foods, the bottled water, the flashlights. I have that in my home because I understand that there are things going on within the world and within the country that is going to affect us sooner or later. So let's not be so blind to be sitting on our rims, to be up in the studio, to be eating our caviar and our sushi and thinking that nothing is going to happen. We got 16-year-old brothers right now killing their mothers over PlayStation 3s. What?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Y'all can't sleep now when my kids is in the house? Wow. I can't punish my kid? I mean, I don't really think that there should be an argument at 16 years old when I put you on punishment and I'm taking games and shit away from you for you being disrespectful. No, you get punched in the grill. That's just how that go. I don't...
Yeah.
I'm a different type of mama. I love my kids. I only got one kid, but I got kids, and I love all of them. But it's just a matter of respect for mothers. That's why I played Black Rob Truth Life Story, that song he got, Life Story. He said, I appreciate jail because it made me appreciate you. My brothers, you don't have to go to jail to appreciate your mothers. You ain't got to go to jail to appreciate your queens. Appreciate them for who they are now and queens. Appreciate your kings in their house. Make sure your backbone is strong to take care of them, whether they did something to you or not. Wish them well. It's so important. Because it's crazy how I can just get stories like this. A motherfucker got shot over eating popcorn too loud. A mother
hammered her son to death and slit her own throat because she was getting kicked out of a shed. You know, antidepressants. And that's the new political thing right now. Me and Genius was chopping this up before Genius. We was talking about how the pills now, the prescription drugs have hit the community now. And now a lot of people are burnt out on them. So that's the new hustle now. I can sell you some you know, some Percocets or some depression pills or some Zoloft, and I'm good. I want to get your opinion on this, man. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. 253, I see you. But, S. Kylie, I want to get your opinion on this, brother.
On what?
On the whole situation, as S. Kylie said, on what?
Damn.
You smoking that Calipers?
No, I ain't slept in 2 days. I'm going to put the equipment together, man.
Okay, well, I'm gonna let you get your studio equipment together. And, you know, you just stay tuned for me, okay?
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and pour 253-306. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio ENT. What's your name and where you're calling from, honey?
Hello?
Yes?
It's Herc. What my name is?
What's your name?
Yo, we know who it is. What's happening?
What's going
on? You know I'm going to come through talking slick. Y'all don't spit, man. That's what I do. You know who this is. You don't know about that 5-3 out here. You hear me?
All right. Well, tell them about it. Tell them about it. Tell us what you're doing, Big Pimpin'.
Oh, man, I'm doing big things, slaying chains, making change. You dig what I'm saying?
Go ahead, Baller. Hey, Baller, what you think about this whole third world country? We got this gas situation going on. How you feel about that, brother?
Man, I think I need to buy a Prius.
You need to buy what?
I'm going to buy a Prius. And kill all the gasoline shit. Now I'm just playing. You know I'm going to keep it old school in the big body bubble. You know what I'm talking about.
B, welcome to the show. 973, I see you. I'm about to get to you. Welcome to the show, B. That's definitely what's up.
Yeah.
Yo, we've been chopping
people.
Up. Yes.
And man, I'm saying, happy birthday. If they don't know, I'm going to let it be known right now. The 20th was Miss Diva's birthday, and Big Daddy Herc came through. Huh?
Yes, Big Daddy Herc did definitely come through.
Came through like thunder in the summertime. You don't notice me.
You know Herc, stay on the line with us, baby. Stay on the line because I got the hotlines lighting up. I'm going to go ahead because I can laugh at him. They stay on the lines. I'm going to mute you out. I got Genius open. I got Chucky B open. Just bear with me. I'm about to go and open up. We got Brick City. We got more Brick City love. Let's go ahead and open up the
Brick
lines
City
here. 973-418. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio ENT. What's your name and where you calling from?
It's Popo, Jersey.
Popo.
What's up,
Popo, what's going on, man? We got Popo live from in the building, straight out of Brick City, man. That's what's up, Popo. What's going on, baby? Holla at me.
I'm all right. How you?
I'm definitely doing good, man. Chopping up on Diva Spot Radio ENT,
yeah,
man. It's definitely hot.
I hear you. What are you talking about, though? Like, what's the topic?
We definitely talk about this retail bill situation. We got a couple of stories. We had a story about a nigga got shot for chewing his popcorn too loud in the movie theater. Oh, geez. That's not nice. We got that one. Yeah, wow. And we was talking about this young brother, 16 years old. He killed his mother over a PlayStation 3. Like, are you serious? Do they know
I'm not...
Yeah, he killed his mother.
Oh,
huh?
I think you told me about that or something.
Yeah, Yeah, I put this up on Facebook. He killed his mother over a PlayStation 3. They got into a 90-minute heated argument about the situation. His mother went to sleep. He snuck in the room, beat her down with a hammer, a clip hammer. That shit didn't work. He dragged her downstairs, threw in the oven, tried to bootleg cremate her. That didn't work, so he put her in the back of the alley in the house and beat her to death, you know, basically over a PlayStation 3, a heated argument. Like, what's your comments on that situation?
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Like, how you going to kill your mom over a PlayStation like that? Where they do that at?
Where do they do that
what
at?
What happened again?
It happened in Philly, Philadelphia.
Wow.
Happened in Philadelphia. 16-year-old brother, you know, beat his mom.
He was high?
Was he high? I don't know. I don't know if he was high, Papa. I mean, it really doesn't. I mean, it shouldn't matter if he was high or not. Like, that's just like you can't come back from that, son. Like, how you beat your mama?
Look, but the reason why I said that because like a friend of mine, his name is Vic. I mean, he just got stabbed up. Not too long ago, like a couple of days ago, well, a couple of weeks ago. Probably like 2 weeks. I had my phone about to die. But,
is he okay?
Yeah, he all right. His friend that did it, you know, like he was over his man house or whatever, and he was just tripping off the wet.
That's it.
He high or something. Feel me?
Yo, that's like the new shit now. Like, smoking wet is like, you know, going to cop you a pair of Air Forces now. Like, I mean, that shit is embalming. Like, who does that? Like, why would I want to smoke so wet? Yo, son, come on, man. We got to get this wet. If I can't get high off of weed and if I can't get drunk off the drink, I don't need nothing else. That's too close to doing dope and coke, man.
Not already. You mean he was tripping, man.
He definitely was tripping. Stabbed his friend up. I definitely, you know, my prayers go out to Lemire. I hope that he is safe. But, you know,
yeah.
I'm glad that you brought that up. Like, this is for people to start thinking, like, who you really hanging around, your people, places, and things. Watch your people, places, and things. Just because, you know, a lot of people think that we friends because we get high together. We ain't friends. We just share a common interest. Nigga, you smoke wet, and I smoke wet. We ain't friends. Friends. All we do, a lot of time people think they friends because we share a common interest. If I rob and steal and you rob and steal, we cool. If I shop and trick and you shop and trick, we cool. If I smoke and drink and smoke and drink, we cool. If I go to college, go to school and work and you do the same thing, we friends. But I think a lot of people take that friend word and just run with it. Like, that's dumb. Damn, I'm sorry that happened to Lemire, man. And I hope and I pray that, you know, he uses that as an eye-opener to what he's doing. Wow.
He just got poked up like 2 times and his hands was cut up because he said that old boy had the knife to his neck.
Mm.
He was really trying to kill him. But he was tripping off the shroom. Like, he really didn't mean to do it. But he got locked up and everything.
He didn't mean to do it. Oh, you didn't mean to poke me twice? Let me trip. Can I take that to the judge, Papa? Can I say that? Can I go in front of the judge and say I was tripping off the charms and, you know, I shot you twice?
He could, though, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, it's in the system.
In the system. He can get away with it.
Nah, he ain't going to get away.
Well, fuck it, I'm bombing first. How you like that?
I just was, man. Tonight, me and Amir was in New York. And you know how Amir is, man. He done got locked up shit out there.
Yeah.
I do drinking in public.
Yeah, right.
You know, he's still loose.
Yo, that's super stupid crazy, and that's why, and speaking of locked up, Papa, we was talking about Bougie Bonton getting locked up, yo. He just won a Grammy a week ago. He just won a Grammy last week, Bougie Bonton. Bougie Bonton. He was a famous reggae singer, and, you know, he was found guilty on cocaine conspiracy charges. So he won a Grammy in 1 week, and then the next week he's facing 20 years in jail.
Yeah,
Wow. And speaking of another person that's going to jail, Malcolm X's daughter arrested for warrants. How Malcolm X's daughter got her warrants? Damn.
Who's Malcolm X's daughter?
Who is good one, right? He kept her under. You know, I like that you said it because her name is Malika Shabazz. Yeah, Malika Shabazz. I'm saying that right, genius?
I know a couple Shabazzes,
though. Yeah, you know a couple Shabazzes? Malika Shabazz, the daughter of the legendary leader Malcolm X, tried to protect her identity when she lied and gave Madison County authorities the wrong name, Malie Saban, as they responded to a social service call about the welfare of her 13-year-old daughter. But soon after her identity was revealed, the police learned that the New York authorities had outstanding warrants for her charges, including possession of stolen property, grand larceny, forgery, criminal possession of foreign instruments, and identity theft. The 2009 charges against the 45-year-old may have been filed by an old family friend, according to Sheen Dericks, her attorney in Asheville. Wow, all that? Miss X, you the daughter of Malcolm X, but, you know, at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter. You can get some, too. More fire. That's crazy. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Y'all make sure y'all stay tuned because the Diva is going to be in Connecticut March the 5th with Feed the Wolves. We definitely going there. Let's get into this music by Five Alive anywhere, because if I made it here, I can make it anywhere.
I'll go, I'ma give it all and I won't slow. I'ma show the world what they don't know. I'ma be the one, I'ma be the one when I'm done.
Higher,
if I made it this far, I'll go.
Higher,
if I made it this far, I can make it anywhere. If I made it this far, I'll go anywhere.
I can make it anywhere, places you ain't never there. Catch me in the drop top, places that I'm very near. I'm a hood nigga, yes, I'm really heavy there. I play my cards right, show my blessings everywhere. I'm on the move, so no one can ever bring me down. I won't stop till my name is sitting on the crown. Pain in my heart, trying not to make a sound. Trying to find myself, so I'm looking all around. I'm on a mission, so I'm headed to the tip top. To be known everywhere regarding hip hop. I go hard, so you never ever see me fall. I'm God's child, I got an answer, it's giving calls.
I know, I'ma give it all day. I'ma show the world what they don't know. I'ma be the one. I'ma be the one when I'm done. When I make it higher, if I made it this far, I can take it higher. If I made it this far, I can make it anywhere. If I made it this far, I'll go anywhere. Anywhere. Anywhere.
Made it this far, the only way to go is up. You hate is mad, you only think it's beginner's luck. Truthfully, I can say, I don't give a fuck. But you hate is here for a reason, go ahead and live it up. I'm trying to reach the stars, man, I feel I'm getting close. I feed off my team of ones who really care the most. I'm on the uprising, no, I ain't no friendly ghost. I want to be the next best, don't really mean to boast. I gotta go hard, man, so I strive for it. Ain't no turning back, the only way to go is forward. I'm banking on you niggas who really plan to doubt. I'm on the uprise, homie, just gotta plan it out. If it's meant to be, God will really make it happen. Until then, I'm on the grind, never catch me slacking. I'm a lone soldier, moving like a fucking captain. This is real talk, nigga, you never catch me acting.
I'ma give it all and I won't slow. I'ma show the world what they don't know. I'ma be the one. I'ma be the one, I'ma be
On the spot diva from east to the west coast, grinds off the meter. That blog talk Shira, giving boys the blues. They laugh at their ass on that hot mess news. With hot topics and Mary Kay products, log on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up. I love it, boy, you already know. You're listening to the only diva spot radio.
Diva Mary Kay, Mary, Mary Kay, Diva Mary Kay, Mary, Diva Mary Kay.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We have came to the end of the hour, and you know we can't end the show without a youth moment, and it's always important to have a youth moment. So the boss, Mr. Man-Man, Mr. Makai Sherrod, is going to hit us with a few words to make sure we're on top of everything. We're going to bring him in the building live, and before we do that, we got to give him a round of applause, man. Go ahead, Mr. Sherrod. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, and I really like the show a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so much fun. And at least I have to got a good time with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And my God. But I really like in my new house in Washington. I really miss all of y'all in New Jersey. So that would like. That's really what I got to say, so.
You got any shout-outs you want to give, brother?
Shout-out to everybody.
You want to give a shout-out to everybody?
Yeah.
Thank you, you. We appreciate that. We definitely appreciate that. Y'all make sure y'all keep God first, family second, and career third. And before I get out of here, you know I'm going to go down the panel right now to the 202 all the way to the 973 and let y'all give y'all shout-outs before we get out of here. Genius, baby, you want to give some shout-outs before we get out of here?
First off, I mean, salute to the young prince, you know what I'm saying, for you know, doing this thing and being positive. Salute you for having, the venue to be able to, you know, educate people, you know what I'm saying, and help people musically, you know, and as well as drop knowledge, you know what I mean. And salute everybody that's out here on their grind that's trying to do something positive, you know what I'm saying. Increase the love and give it a day, you know what I mean.
No problem. Thank you, King. I definitely appreciate that. We're going to go ahead and go to S. Kali. S. Kali, you want some shout-outs and your last comment, babe?
Just shout-out to whoever listened to me, whoever listened to me before, Stephen Mary Kay for having me. That's really about it. Have you got them songs yet?
Yeah, I definitely got some songs, so I'm going to go ahead and upload them. I'm with the blog. Damn, my arsenal was, like, gone. So it is what it is. I'm a grinder. I'm going to get it all back. So you know how I do. Just submit me more fire, and that's how we do. And it sounds exciting. Nigga, you on Diva Spot ENT. God damn it.
Boy, I ain't slept in 2 days.
Well, you with me now.
I'm starting to catch up with me. It's starting to catch up with me a little bit. So, so bear with me a little bit today.
I'm sticking with you this time. I'm going to give you a show pass, but the next time you call the show, you make sure you call deeper when you fully charged, damn it. Get you a rock off.
I'm going to have to be.
No problem. I thank you for tuning in with me. Make sure I got some joint. We definitely going to go in on Frontline Friday, so I'm definitely going to be hitting you up to do what we do so we can schedule that appointment, all right?
That's a bet.
For sure. I got, you know, B. I got Big Hot Daddy live in the building all the way on the West. Go ahead and give your shout out.
Hey. 253 out this joint, you know what I'm talking about? Downstop Bull, Northwest Range, you dig what I'm talking about?
Yeah, you already know we about to bust Pierce College wide open. You already know.
Wide open. And since I got center stage, I want to give a shout out to my mama, my sister, my brother, my cousin N.O., my cousin Casual, my little brother CeeLo, my girl, my fam, everybody. Diva, you too. Don't even trip. I got you from the womb to the tomb, baby.
All right, that's what it is. I definitely appreciate the love, man. Pop on the last but not the least, baby. You got some shout outs you want to give?
Yeah. I want to give a shout out to my family, my daughter, Kyle, you know, everybody.
You already know. This how we get in there and make. Yeah, who else, baby? I hear you.
Oh, wow. Everybody,
all right, that's what it is. So I want to give a shout out to everybody that tuned in live from Facebook to Twitter to on the chat. Wow, full lips, y'all. Bear with me. I got full juicy lips, so bear with me. So it might get mixed up, but it's my show. So everybody on the chat, everybody that called in live, everybody that's on the line right now, roll call, shout out to the 616, the 202, the 253, the 973, the 908, the 418, the 718. Big shout out to New York. Shout out to everybody for supporting me, everybody that's going to archive this show afterwards. I want to give a big shout out to my son, Makai Sherrod. He has definitely been my inspiration, and shout out to everybody that support me. Oh, shout out to my Wolves, man. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow. It's Feed the Worms Diva Edition with that hip-hop history. It's going to air at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's on the West. And it's going to air at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the East, North, and the South. You know I got love for you. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And don't forget to follow your diva at www.twitter.com/DivaMaryK. Remember, keep God first, family second, career third. I love y'all, and I'm out of here because I'm flying, damn it.
I came to win, to fight, to conquer, to thrive. I came to win, to fight, to rise, to fly, to fly. Yo, I wish today it would rain all day. Maybe that'll kind of make the pain go away. Trying to forgive you for abandoning me. Praying, but I think I'm still an angel away. Angel away, yeah, strange in a way. Maybe that is why I chase strangers away. They got their guns out aiming at me, but I become Neo when they aiming at me. Me, me against them, me against enemies, me against friends. Somehow they both seem to become one. A sea full of sharks and they all smell blood. They start coming and I start rising. Must be surprising, I'm just surmising. I win, thrive, soar, higher, 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 more, higher. I am not fly, I am levitation. I represent an entire generation. I